IDF, no civilians killed in hospital raid, 19 terrorists dead. By Joel B. Polak on December 30, 2024. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said on Sunday that no civilians were killed in a raid on Kamal Adwan Hospital, though 19 terrorists were killed and 240 arrests were made. As Breitbart News reported, the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, has arrested 240 terror suspects at a hospital in Gaza, including the hospital director, after evacuating patients, in an operation that anti-Israel media had inflamed into a supposed attack on the facility. Israel published photos and videos of the raid, which recovered guns, grenades, and ammunition, among other materials kept at the hospital, including terrorist personnel. The United Nations World Health Organization, WHO, condemned the Israeli raid on the hospital, echoing the sensational media coverage in the Arab world and in Europe. It said the transfer of patients from the hospital posed a risk to them. In its statement, however, it said not one word about Hamas and other terrorists using hospitals as bases or weapon storage facilities, a stark violation of international law that places hundreds of lives in danger. Many mainstream media outlets, including Fox News, insinuated that Israel had attacked the hospital and that patients and staff had been at risk. None provided any evidence to back up those claims, the IDF said in a new statement Sunday. The 401st Brigade completed a targeted operation against a Hamas command center located inside the Kamal Adwan Hospital yesterday, Saturday. The forces launched a swift and covert operation, encircling the area of Kamal Adwan Hospital. As part of the operation, the forces carried out the safe evacuation of civilians from the area of the hospital. The area near the hospital is an active combat zone and rigged by terrorists with booby traps and explosives. During the operation, approximately 20 terrorists were eliminated, and powerful explosive devices planted by the terrorists were neutralized. The operation was conducted following extensive intelligence gathering efforts and based on various sources from the Intelligence Directorate in the ISA, which indicated the presence of hundreds of terrorists in the vicinity of the hospital. Field investigators from Unit 504 directed the apprehension process and conducted hundreds of field interrogations to transfer 240 terrorists belonging to the Islamic Jihad and Hamas terrorist organizations for further investigation in Israeli territory. The terrorists apprehended are expected to provide valuable intelligence to aid in the ongoing war efforts. This is one of the largest operations to apprehend terrorists conducted in a single location since the beginning of the war. Several terrorists attempted to pose as patients, with some even hiding in ambulances. However, they were identified by IDF soldiers and apprehended. Among the terrorists, 15 were identified as having infiltrated Israeli territory and participated in the October 7 massacre. The Times of Israel reported further that the IDF killed 19 terror operatives, without any known civilian casualties. It added that terrorists had attempted to disguise themselves as patients to evacuate the hospital before the raid. Of a first group of 21 patients leaving the hospital, the military said that 13 turned out to be suspected terror operatives. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.